Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 15, 2020. New Life 1219. Coronavirus, money, and our culture of consumerism.
Hello, we are here in our series of New Life with Dr. Michael Leitman, with the days of Corona in two different studios. Hello, Dr. Leitman. Hello, everyone. We are in program number 1219, and I wanted to talk to you about Corona, a little bit about money. Not just about money, but also the culture we live in. There are many people that during this time of the Corona, look at as the Corona comes to teach us a lesson, that we've overdone it, that we exploited nature, that we were too greedy, we went to overseas too much, we bought too much, all that mess that we did here. It's as if we crossed the boundary and nature's giving us a little signal from in the form of Corona. I want to ask you, not philosophically and not some nice old people. I want to ask you practically. I'm a person who likes to eat good. I'm a person who likes to have fun. I like going overseas. Now, I'm not stealing anyone for that. I work hard. I truly tear myself up to make a living. And I like things. For example, I like to eat in good restaurants. What's the problem with that? I don't understand this. What is the problem? I didn't steal from anyone. I didn't take from anyone. I worked hard. Why shouldn't I enjoy my life? Aren't we living to enjoy? Well, and let's say that I have a father, and my father is the manager of a big empire of, I don't know, computers or construction, builds all over the world, billions, investments, and all that. And I like to eat in very fancy restaurants, and to eat and to work in some small thing. My father wants me to come to a state in which I'll be able to replace him. Out of love. So what does he do? How will he obligate me to invest a little bit more in studying and learning and taking on more responsibility and each time make decisions better? Well, so what should we do? Look, in such a situation, it's a problem because it's like the child's not challenged. He was given everything on a silver platter, and he doesn't develop. I understood the example. He doesn't learn. He doesn't develop. He doesn't build himself to be capable on his own to reach good things in life. Back to my plan. So what to do? I just don't know if it's the proper example for this situation. Yes, the father wants his child to grow up, but the child's fine. He's saying, what's wrong? What's bad? I'm having fun. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I worked hard, and I have, thank God, I can fund the things that I want to enjoy. I don't understand this whole concept of, oh, you're doing too much, you're eating too much, you're buying too much. I don't care about what people say or not what people say. I care that there is a certain plan, a program above me of my father. And according to that program, I have to grow up. And I don't want to grow up that way. I work. I'm not stealing. I'm a good citizen. Yes. I enjoy life. I go to overseas with my family, with my children, Disneyland, and restaurants. What's bad? Exactly. That's my question. You took the words out of my mouth. But it turns out that it's not enough. It's not according to my mind that things work. I see that it doesn't manage the way according to my intellect. The scripture be completely different. That's why I'm coming with a question. What's happening here? What's happening here is that we have to recognize the different plan. What is the different plan? The plan is that in nature, we have a problem with this plan. There's an upper plan, a program that we need to grow with and to reach certain high degrees in the perception of our reality, in our behavior, and we don't want to recognize that. We don't even understand Where are we going? This growth that you're talking about, this more advanced state, this more developed, wiser place, does the person not enjoy his life there? Yes, but now he doesn't understand that. No, I'm asking, what's the problem with the person liking to eat well and has money for going to good restaurants? What's the problem with that? It's not a problem. It's just that for the time being, he's not advancing according to a higher plan that was prepared for him. I understood, meaning while we're being busy with all the fun and enjoyment that we're doing, like going overseas, changing our houses and cars and restaurants and all that, that's good for us and fun. You see, there's no problem with it, but while we're busy only in that, we're not advancing to some higher place. Truth. Okay, that higher place, that more advanced place, you're talking about the development of our consciousness, our understanding of life, emotionally and intellectually. In this more advanced place where a person will be more developed emotionally and intellectually, what will be his attitude to those pleasures of life? Whatever will be. It's not important. He's not harming anyone. He also says it this way today. But the problem is that he isn't adapted to the upper plan that is existent for him, that nature, as a judge, is now presenting him a new plan, a more advanced program, which he must really begin to implement, to realize. In this more advanced plan, what is the attitude of people to money? For example, because when we think about money, it's like some people, they think of money as, it's a derogatory thing. Money. Money is a means. What's money? I worked hard. I earned. Now I have what I can pay for, what I want. Everything is fine. In my eyes, it's the most beautiful and logical thing that I'm not a burden to anyone. And I don't take charity. And if I worked hard, I'm allowed to enjoy life. What is the attitude in the more advanced state to this whole thing called money? Rav, money is from the covering, the word covering, kisui, where a person can cover with money, meaning with his work, with his exertion, he can cover all the different things he needs. He exerts, he efforts with his mind, with his feeling, with his labor, and covers by that his needs. So there's nothing bad with that. On the contrary, it's not derogatory. On the contrary, it's he can be proud of it. Exactly, that's what I'm saying. The problem is not that. The problem is that we are running after the money, and only after the money, it becomes for us as a certain idol of God that we bow before and want only that. And we put it into the banks, into all kinds of stocks, into all kinds of investments, as long as more and more, as much as we can, collect it. And there's no limit. And we come to states in which, in truth, we have no benefit out of it. And it's the main thing. It's not whether we have benefit or not. We can see that we're getting all kinds of blows. But the fact that we are in this chase after money and honor, we're in this seemingly according, in a contradiction to the plan of nature. Why are we running after money this way? If we were to focus on money, why is it that we run after money this way? We're making God out of it. Why? Because by this you limit yourself in that framework. We're told that money is God. That's what they said. So you have made the money as the biggest thing, the most important thing. You made of it your God, since you bow before it. Is that our mistake? Because by that, you're done. You'll eat in all those restaurants, like you say, and you'll go out to have your pleasure in all those different places that you pay for. And you say, that's my life. By that, you're stealing, you're robbing from yourself and from your children, as that is not what the whole life is about. The plan of nature, which birthed you, is different. This plan is different. What is the plan of nature relative to me? To make God of you and not of the money. That's very beautiful, that sentence. What does that mean? That you will begin to develop in you qualities that are such that they are truly, you could say, godly qualities. So you will relate to the whole world as yours. And you can manage it in the direction of good. Such that all the people of the world that are in you are as if in your kingship, kingdom, in your state, and you are the Lord. And you can bring them to the best possible state, since they are altogether your citizens. What does that depend upon? It depends on your awareness of the plan of nature. And this is what nature wants exactly. And I'll be like a certain landlord that everyone lives with. The whole world is yours, Rav says. The whole world is mine. Meaning if I have enough money to host everyone and take care of everyone, Rav, in an unlimited way. Not just some restaurant and something. Some French restaurant or some fancy place that you like to go to. That's all. I have a question about the culture of consumerism. They used to say that, you know, there was a man used to be a hunter-gatherer, then he developed agriculture, then he developed, human society developed and replaced all kinds of, and adapted into different forms. And today we've come to the last 100 years where man, the Homo sapien, became the consumer. A person who lives from buying and enjoying that and becomes, and that's where he gets his good. So if I, to look at this action on any people, when you buy something, it makes you happy. It raises your mood. Say you're in a bad mood, you're not feeling so good, go to the mall, buy yourself a nice shirt, buy a gift for your spouse, bring them a gift. There's no one who doesn't like to get a gift. You gave something, you bought something, it raises your mood. Meaning, this culture of buying something and feeling satisfaction from that, gratification from that, is there something wrong with that? No, on the contrary. Why? Although one who loves gifts, one who hates gifts will live, it's written in the Torah. But leave that on the side. It's another person, another kind. Put that on the side. I think a person, if you're not in a good mood, go buy something, it'll make you feel good. Yes? So I see that it really works that way, let's say. Because our ego, our will to receive, enjoys us receiving gifts. In this gift, there's something that is a sign that I'm being respected, that I'm loved, a sign that I'm remembered. That's one thing. And the second thing could be that from this gift I can also enjoy. Even though it's very difficult to imagine a gift from which you enjoy. It's usually such nonsensical things that, well, it's like in a gift store where there's nothing serious there. Wait, I want to look at a person himself. A person goes, buys something for himself, feels good with it. You bought something. It gives you a good feeling. How does that mechanism work where I bought something and I feel good? Why when I buy something, I feel good in my mood? Well, maybe you will feel even better if you were to argue with the buyer and buy it at half price. For sure I'll feel better, there's no doubt. That's our Israeli's profession. So why does it work that way, that haggling? Why does buying something make you have a good feeling? Why does it feel you? It fills your ego. What does it mean by it fills my ego? My desire for something to acquire, to buy, to receive, to bring it closer to me even, is a desire that is egotistical. And then when I fill it, I enjoy it. But altogether, it operates for a short period of time. It operates for a short period of time. Why only for a short period of time? You took my next question from my mouth. Because our ego is very interchangeable. It's like a counter in on a taxi. The wheel is just turning there, and what I bought a moment ago, or even 10 minutes ago, I already, with every minute that passes, I'm already less satisfied by it. So you buy something else. In that case, we have to go to work and to toil and to labor. That's our whole life is that way. Work and buy, work and buy. You see something in this that is flawed? It's endless. There is no purpose that could possibly satisfy me. Where eventually I stop and I say, nice, enough. No, I can't. I can't, like, say, stop for a moment. That the world needs to stop. Why can't I stop and say, that's it? Because our ego is constantly growing. It's constantly growing, non-stop. It's constantly spinning. That counter is spinning inside. It's like this motor inside is just spinning and spinning. Therefore, I am constantly distancing the state that I had and feel that once again I'm empty. Could it be that the pace is increasing here? Meaning that that's for sure. Meaning that the time that shortens between acquisition to acquisition and pleasure to pleasure becomes smaller? Every next moment is half the previous moment. You understand? That if once I needed to go out once a year on vacation for a week, now I need to go out for a month in the summer and a month in the winter, and it's not enough. Why? Why is it built that way? You're really right. Why does it work that way? Our ego grows in order to bring us to a very exalted goal, for us to fill ourselves with a great force, with great fulfillment. And if we don't do that, we leave it empty, and it's nevertheless looking beyond that. And therefore, as it's written, one cannot die without half his passion or his desire still in his hands. So this story always goes to a place that is less and less pleasurable, meaning the chase will be greater, we will buy more and more and more, but the good feeling will be smaller and smaller, and then with shorter intervals of how to buy more and more, and it's like this loop will become shorter and shorter. Yes, you can see people in life. They go to consume drugs and all kinds of other things that can't fill themselves with normal pleasures, which they could before. Because our ego grows and demands more and more in shorter chapters. You said earlier a sentence that I wrote down and I want to go back to scrutinize. You said that this blow that comes to us, the corona, is because nature wants to make a person, not for the money to be his God, but for the person himself will become God. Yes? How is that connected to those that chase that we're doing where it's getting shorter and tack, 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 like you said, in order to reach the final despair, truly, the finite, fatal despair, where we will want to bury our ego and move to the different form of filling, a new one, which is not in order to receive from the whole world, but rather to give to the whole world. What does that mean? There is a psychological inversion here. It's like with my children. As much as I give them more, I enjoy more. Completely. It's the most precise terms. So it could be the same thing here for us. As much as I give to the whole world, to everyone, I enjoy more. But in an unstoppable way. Unlimited. Give me an example so I will understand. What is gift to the whole world? I can't grasp that. When the children are interested, from there I lost you. When I give to my children, when I have money to buy something for the kids, it makes me feel the best. Because you are built that way on the side, on behalf of nature. But towards other people, strangers, you're saying? Yes, you don't have it. On the contrary, they're strangers. What, I'm going to buy them something? That's why they're called strangers. Where the more you're better than them, you enjoy. Towards a child, you can be less than him. And you enjoy this. What do you mean less than him, than the child? Let's say you're playing with him with something. You don't need to succeed, to earn, to be proud that you won. No. You're happy when he wins. Look later, when you were filmed, what a face you have now when you see that. So that face you need to relate to others. As much as I enjoy, don't close that smile. No, it's a little less rejoicing. Oh, so here there needs to be, therefore, a method of correction so that we will feel that the whole world is much closer to me than my child. It's not closer to me than my child. And I'm telling you, it really is closer. Imagine to yourself, try to imagine to yourself that you will receive in the mail some booklet from an incognito booklet, an anonymous that writes that all the people in the world are close to you, even closer than your child. And your child specifically, on the background of this, loses importance in your eyes. He loses it, that importance. I don't want my child to lose importance in my eyes. Wait. But you just received this notice. And it's clear to you from this that what you thought, that all the people in the world were truly enemies, hated, haters, and so on, now you see, no. They are the closest possible thing to me. I don't know how to say it, because there's nothing closer to children in this world of ours. But that's how I get the impression, that they are the closest to me. Everyone. All of them. And then I, all of a sudden, see in me such a tendency that I want to give to them, to care for them, and to constantly think about them, of all the people in the world. And you could say, how? Simply out of it being revealed so. To my desire, to my thought, now it's being revealed that they are all so close that they don't even know about it. But I now see, and it's revealed to me, that there in some village in Vietnam, in Japan, in South America, there, every single one of them are close to me more than my own children. That's how it's revealed. It sounds scary. No, it's not scary. All of a sudden, I see that I am in 8 billion people that are close to me, that are dependent on me, and I'm dependent on them, and we are all as brothers, but true brothers, not brothers that, you know, that quarrel between them. And then it turns out that what happens here is a revolution. What revolution exactly? What emotionally, what do I start to feel? Oh, then you tell me. That's already on a human level you can understand. If you receive such an impression from what is revealed to you, if there are many people that are close to me, like you said, look, my children love me. I also love them. And I think that that's something I don't have with others. there's love between us. Natural. Yes, natural love, since they were born. And it grows. In truth, I see it just grows from year to year. I notice that it just grows. I love them more, and we have such relations between us that are the closest in the world. I understand. And here, what's being revealed to you is that even all those people in the world are even closer. And your children there are standing on the side like if you even are reminded by them. I didn't understand. What's the problem with my children? Because I don't want it to be on the side. But according to your emotion, your feeling, you lost a little bit of importance towards them relative to the importance to all the other people in the world. With your children, you understand that you have a connection. A bodily connection? A natural, you mean? Yeah, natural. And with all the people in the world, you have a spiritual connection. As all the people in the world are the parts of your soul, your eternal soul. And your children, not, they're all together connected to you in a natural way, from birth. I understood. Okay, I want us to close this circle. Look how beautiful. We start to talk about money and what's wrong with money. And you said there's nothing wrong with money. But the fact that a person is constantly chasing endlessly to buy, to work, to buy, to work, and it constantly gets shorter because you're less satisfied, that caused us making money into God. And now what comes is this corona to advance us to a state in which a person himself will become God. How is it connected to the fact that all of a sudden he has love for all the people to the world? He feels that they are part of his soul. That if he collects them together, in the connection with them, he receives the feeling that he is spread out throughout all of nature, all over the world, and it's all for him. Does that sensation fills a person here inside in his mood and the feeling of his satisfaction more than shopping? There's no greater feeling, better ruling, eternal feeling than that feeling that you discover all the people in the world as the parts of your soul and the force, the general force that dwells between you. You feel it as the upper force. In such a state, last question because our time is up. In such a state, what's the relationship of a person towards money? The relationship of a person towards money, if it's needed, then he uses it. If he doesn't, he doesn't need it. He doesn't need to overcome something here. He doesn't need to use it in order to be proud or with others or something. If he can give it out to others, he does. He himself doesn't need anything, just for it to be good for everyone else. That's the essence of the change that is changed inside of him, in his head, that it'll be good for everyone. Yes, that's not enough. Seems like a very big thing. Yes, is that where Corona wants to lead us, to that change? For me to have it, make it so it'll be good for everyone? Yes, and if we do that, we will come to a state in which we will feel all of reality in such a way that we will feel ourselves in eternal existence, in perfection, in an endless perception. Meaning the transition is from chasing after money so that I will have it good, to a state in which a person already sees much broader, that it will be good for everyone. Yes. Rav Leitman, but everyone is also me. It's mine. Because all of a sudden I discover that they're mine, like you said before, that they're close to me. Yes, yes. Rav Leitman, thank you very, very much to you. Thank you too for being with us. New life, we're learning to live good. Come back again. All the best to you.
viruses instead of the creator. The world is gradually taking on a new form. The coronavirus spreading in the world is a result of our not keeping up with the times. We are in the last generation, that is, the first generation, which must undergo correction and rise to the degree of bestowal. The degree of bestowal is called faith above reason, that is, bestowal is above receiving. Therefore, we need to see to what extent we meet this requirement. Nature requires greater unity and connection with one another from us, greater closeness, understanding, and sensation of all reality as one integral system where the inanimate, vegetative, and animate levels of nature and people exist in a single harmony. But we do not care about what will happen to the inanimate, plant, and animal world, and with the environment in which we live at all. This means that we are not becoming similar to the integral form in which all four forms of nature exist in a single symbiosis. The internal engine of reality continues to work and gradually moves us toward the ultimate connection with one another. But we are not moving at this speed, and therefore, over and over again we feel the negative reaction of nature in all forms. It can be viruses, that is, a reaction at the animate level, or a reaction at the vegetative and inanimate levels. It is a pity that mankind does not yet understand how to move toward an integral form where all parts of nature are connected together and all four levels are gradually come together as a single system in which the Creator can be revealed as the common force of correction acting in us. We must provide him with a place to be revealed in. The more we unite, the sooner we will see that as a result of the network of connections we have built, the Creator comes and reveals himself. While the Creator is hidden, we ask him to unite all parts of nature, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human, into the correct, integral form. Even partially realizing this unification, we already feel how the Creator reveals himself inside this nature. After all, the Creator is the power of unity and love, and the more we move toward unity, the more we can reveal the Creator. In the meantime, instead of the Creator, we come upon viruses. This is a sign that humanity is developing incorrectly. The Creator awakens the desire to know him, understand, and reveal him in us. But to reveal the Creator as the power of unity and bestowal is possible only to the extent that we connect all the broken parts into one system in order to discover our mutual connection and see the power of devotion and love between us. There is no way out, we must bring the whole world to a unified form and realize the principle of love for one's neighbor as oneself, the main law of the whole universe, bound by all its particles. As a result of this unity, we will reveal the power of love and connection, that is, the Creator. If we do not enact this at the right speed, then because of our laziness and lagging behind, we open between us instead of love, a coronavirus. The virus moves us away from one another, showing our deficiency and unwillingness to get closer. With this blow, it heals us and tells us what to do. The virus costs us a lot of money and a lot of suffering and even sometimes kills, but it still leads us to correction. Let's hope that we will not just suffer from the virus, but will gain an understanding of how it helps us by showing us where to invest our forces, how to achieve connection, and how to join both internal and external unity in order to bring them into balance. The coronavirus says, you cannot connect and physically approach each other if there is no internal connection between you. Soon we will understand, discover, and feel it. There can be no difference between the material and the spiritual worlds, all this is one integral system. There is no difference between this world and the future world. Therefore, in all relations between us, we must discern the same degree of distance that the coronavirus requires of us, and accordingly respond by correcting our relations. If we get closer together internally, we will be able to come closer to the same extent externally. The coronavirus heals and explains to us where our breakage is and that we need to be friendly and internally close. Then the outside world will also be corrected and become good. The virus requires us to rise over the force of receiving, egoism, to the force of bestowal, which means to rise to faith above reason so that the power of bestowal becomes higher than the power of receiving. Thus, we acquire the nature of the Creator and merge with Him. At the end of correction, all will rise to faith above reason, to mutual bestowal, and will be united into one system. There will be no exception. Not a single person will not feel what the nature of the Creator is, the nature of bestowal and faith. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, April 29, 2020, concerning above knowledge. Everybody goes their own way. Remark: the development of the coronavirus gives a certain tool for making political, economic, and other decisions in the US and other countries. Even if it is not connected directly, it is the reason for a huge number of transformations that could be made in the world now. My comment: of course, there are opportunities to act with a strong hand now. Question: it is as if a show is being played out before us. The initial provocation is set, and we, as if, find ourselves in a situation where we don't simply move by inertia in a boring process that we are, possibly, quite fed up with. Maybe it was comfortable, but not very dramatic, dynamic. Now the suspense is absolutely everywhere. Societies and governments in many countries are at odds. What to do next? That is, the virus is already just a background. How effective can measures for forced artificial stimulation of old sectors of the economy, employment, and consumer demand be? Will it lead to the exit from the crisis or, on the contrary, exacerbate it? There is an acute controversy in this regard. Answer: I think that if humanity got rid of many useless economic sectors, we would, obviously, do the best for humanity, nature, and the virus so that it would calm down. But I am not sure humanity is ready for it. Now the US will still follow its path anyway. Regarding Europe, I think the path will be different. The attitude toward the population is different there. Even more so in Israel. Here the government cannot afford to treat the population as it pleases. The most important thing is the economy. Here, concern for people should be in the first place. Nobody would let the government do something for the sake of the state treasury or some economic prosperity statistics. In Israel, there is a special attitude toward human life. It has always been this way with the Jewish people. That is why if the government makes a mistake and disregards the citizens' lives, it will be doomed. The people will immediately rise up and replace it. The fact that human life is above everything is deeply ingrained in the nation. Question: in other words, do you think that in this case, Trump has the right to a risky economic experiment that would not work in Israel? Answer: I cannot even imagine this in Israel. As far as I know the people there, the government and everything that happens here, it is impossible to even think about it. Any ruler in Israel, any governing party, and everybody else must constantly proclaim, "We are for human life." Their criticism toward each other is based on this: why do they care about people less? Only we truly care. That is, everything revolves around the importance of human life. This is not the case with Trump. His reasoning is very simple: competition is competition in everything. From Cab TV's The Coronavirus Explodes the Old Economy, March 26, 2020. A monument to the coronavirus. Comment: Europe turned out to be powerless before the coronavirus. Italy fell first, then Spain, then France. There are a lot of cases. The complete closure of the borders began. This united Europe, which was proud of its open borders, suddenly began to close, one country toward another. You support communication and connection all the time, but here it is the other way around. My response: I rejoice at the closing of the borders. I rejoice at the destruction of these selfish, militaristic, and other connections. The virus breaks all the old connections, this whole Gordian knot, that we could not break. Now there are no longer these schemes, suppliers, consumers, ships scurrying from one part of the world to another part of the world to deliver useless goods. For what? Everything will become now. See how the ecology has improved, the air has become cleaner. Comment: it is said that the air in Italy has become almost 25 to 30% cleaner. Clear water flows in Venice. And there is no smog over China anymore, instead birds are flying in the sky. My response: I remember riding in a gondola along the canals of Venice once, I immersed my hand in the water so romantically. Then, for several months, the nail and the skin on my whole finger were peeling off. How many antibiotics I took? And today, I can't imagine. If those canals are clean, then it should be made a monument for the coronavirus. Comment: now the countries have got closed. My response: right. It is said in the Torah that the estrangement of sinners is good for them and good for the world. Question: why didn't we help Italy through the whole world? Answer: how is it? Who will help? For what? Comment: there is such a thing, help. My response: there is no such thing as helping. On the contrary, help to bury it deeper into the ground. And how is the whole world system, the system of world relations, built? Does anyone think of anyone other than themselves? I can't raise myself in any way if I don't suppress others. After all, everything is measured relatively. Question: do you mean to say, everyone acts only for his sake, which is our world? Answer: of course. Question: and you say that if everyone feels that everyone acts only for his sake, it is good, don't you? Answer: yes, but besides this, they will feel that without mutual support, without proper linking, we still cannot survive. Question: that is, the state must conclude that the connections were vicious, selfish, and now we need to separate in order to connect to another connection later? Answer: the virus annuls them. All motor ships, steam locomotives, airplanes, everything is standing still, and everything is calm, nothing is moving. Gradually, all banks will be empty, all unnecessary things will disappear. Indeed, in recent years, the most important enterprises were companies, which allocated empty money. Someone is printing it on a machine. That is, it is pure speculation, in addition, by air. Now all this should just disappear step by step. Like a soap bubble or a balloon with helium that flies away and bursts somewhere. Question: what relations should states come to after this annulment? What is the best? What is your opinion? Answer: very simple. I give you something, you give me something necessary for our existence. That's it, and nothing extra. Nothing extra. And for all the rest, we engage in studying the world where we live, studying ourselves, and how we can achieve a truly good, correct state in the world. Question: and what about the thing you always spoke about, the upbringing of a single Europe? Answer: this is it. That is, everything we did, all the unnecessary things that have reached up to 90% of our occupations, businesses, and everything else, we must now leave them all for the sake of upbringing, for the sake of changing all of humanity. You know how everything will be quiet, calm, good. What a quiet atmosphere it will be. Birds will be singing, fish will appear in the sea again. Everything will be fine. Comment: ecology will recover. My response: everything. Like in Chernobyl. Comment: now the same thing is happening in Fukushima. Everything is being restored. Those animals that disappeared long ago have appeared again. My response: yes, it was considered that they were extinct, but nothing disappears in nature. A resume, an informational record, exists and suddenly begins to appear from somewhere. How can it be from somewhere? But the same way it appeared once from somewhere, it's happening now. Comment: it is only necessary to pull humans out of there. My response: humans, I hope, will be different. And if not, then dinosaurs will come again. Question. You are always talking about interconnected humanity. What is interconnected humanity? Let's say after the virus. Answer, after the virus, interconnected humanity is when everyone gets what he needs to live in a normal form, clothes, food, house, etc., education for his kids and everything that is needed, and besides, the rest of the time one is engaged in public work. And everyone gets the same. Question, what is that public work? Answer, public work means to strengthen public relations between people. And nothing else. It is forbidden to engage in any kind of business. No business. Question, public relations between people, what is this? Answer, this is such a strengthening of relations between people in which the highest form of nature gradually appears, when we feel ourselves as existing forever. Question, as a result of this upbringing, how should I treat other people? Answer, as you treat yourself. Although we are separated from each other by our bodies, we are one spiritual body after all. Question, that is, love your neighbor as yourself, is this treating as yourself? Answer, yes. And it will come. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, March 26, 2020. The Danger of Social Unrest After the Coronavirus, Part 2. The coronavirus threatens the world with great unrest, revolutions, and world war. The path of suffering that we embark on, going against nature and not striving for an integral community, will bring us a lot of trouble and different problems, up to a new world war. Unfortunately, the world is still governed by egoistic governments, which are mainly concerned with their own benefits and positions. What should be done in order to change the direction of movement for the better? There is an ongoing heated debate over whether the coronavirus is a product of nature or has been generated in a laboratory, as the US accuses China. But I do not think it is so important where exactly the virus came from if it has been meant to act against humanity that does not fulfill the conditions of the correct connection between all elements of nature. No matter where the virus has come from, either from a market or from a laboratory, it is a consequence of human egoism that has not received correction on time. It is clear that at the first, everyone blamed China. But what do we actually want from this country? This is an egoistic system, the same as all others, but only with its own specific character. Everyone in their place would have acted in exactly the same way. Every nation would like to become as strong and big as China. We ourselves, blinded by our thirst for profit, transferred all production to China and allowed them to gain such power. What are we blaming them for now? The Chinese got all this and worked diligently and selflessly to provide all our needs, justified by the fact that we transferred all the work to them. We have allowed this nation to rise in a short time, and now we are indignant because we do not like it. We have no one to blame but ourselves. So far, the epidemic has been spreading more and more due to our desire to correct it in egoistic ways without turning to the side of greater integration. We live on the globe in an integrated system, inanimate nature, plants, animals, and people. All four levels of nature are obliged to communicate and support each other. Inanimate, plant, and animal life live in symbiosis and feed each other. But the upper level, a person of this world, ruthlessly destroys all other levels, although in his mind he can understand that we need to act differently. Here there is a mismatch between the mind, which realizes the need to behave more altruistically and build an integral society, and the primitive egoism, which obliges us to snatch more and escape. They are constantly fighting with each other. But then a virus suddenly appears and helps us change our attitude toward human society, which is obliged to become integral, global, closed, and based on mutual assistance. Otherwise, we will necessarily reach world war and total self-destruction. A path to an integrated society is possible only through educating a person, through learning, so that everyone understands what kind of world we live in, what nature requires of us, what the upper integral force of nature is that leads us to a perfect state, and also, what prevents us from following the instruction of nature and connecting with good bonds. The entire population of the earth is obliged to learn this. If we just start learning this, we will no longer see epidemics. Even if we still cannot manage to realize this integral connection, and we have just started to learn it, the main thing is to start, and then we will see how it immediately makes our whole life easier. This will immediately help us, and we will suddenly discover new opportunities for maintaining business, industry, jobs, and families as we consider everything as a single closed system. But if we continue to act as egoists who consider it possible to profit at the expense of others, then this will no longer work. Improvement does not require a lot of time, and as soon as we begin to study, changes will immediately take place. We ourselves will change, and from this we will understand what needs to be changed. From CAB TV's program Global Perspectives, The Danger of Social Unrest After the Coronavirus, Part 2, May 1, 2020. New life after the quarantine. In returning to normal life after the quarantine, we must be sure that we are coming to a new form of existence while preserving the integrity of the world and its internal union. And if we do not want to maintain such an external form and each one continues to care only about his personal well-being, his own country, and building his happiness on the misfortune of others, then, of course, we will never achieve peace in the world. We will harm each other and, in the end, all of these problems will return to us like boomerangs. Therefore, we will see how the desires of the US, China, and Europe to use each other and think only of their own benefit will turn against them in the very near future. One can already see how the desire to use China and squeeze all the resources out of it has helped it build a powerful and rich country. But, if now, it does not begin to think of the whole world as though it were relating to one country, to one integral world, if any state comes out of the correct connection with the rest, it will completely collapse. We are entering a system called the last generation, a united, integral humanity. And therefore, anyone who does not correctly use the integral form that is being revealed now and does not perceive the world as one country, one people, will lose. The more any country separates itself from the rest, the more it will lose. Why did the Europeans build a common market? In order to be able to confront Russia and China, not at all in order to ensure equal prosperity for all of the states of the European Union and to serve as an example of unification for the whole world. Initially, they had such wonderful dreams, but then they scattered. Every country is selfish. But when we begin to make connections with the goal of opposing others, this is already a very serious crime, doomed to result in big blows from the side of nature. In our time, we will not get away with this like we did before. Nature will beat us. The coronavirus was the first general blow to hit the whole world. If we do not start to treat the world as one common family, we will face big problems. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson May 4, 2020, Connecting the World in the Last Generation. Coronavirus, nature will cope with us. Question: if the mortality rate from the virus is at 3-5%, maybe it is more correct to let these 3-5% die? Meaning, to not stop all the processes, and send the whole world into quarantine, thereby causing a protracted crisis that could be scarier and worse than the death of 3-5% of the population. Answer: I would not associate one with the other. I look at the world in a completely different way. On one hand, there is a disease that the virus causes, a violation of the proper functioning of the human body. And then the person dies. And on the other hand, there is the fear that this disease causes in humans. At the same time, people, out of fear, hide in their homes, and move further from each other. From the viewpoint of the upper governance, one is not related to the other. On the one hand, the virus was sent, on the other hand, it is accompanied with fear. That's it. But maybe fear alone would have been enough without a virus? No, there must be some reason. And it also makes no sense to send the virus without fear. For what? Therefore, it is done with a combination of one with the other. Moreover, these are two completely different systems in nature, problems that cause fear and panic, and then problems that cause disease. What is good in fear and panic? They stop humanity from absolutely unnecessary, ugly economic, political, and material development. Here at this point people can shake themselves and think, what am I doing? What do I need this for? Involuntarily, 50 to 70% of the products we produce are unnecessary. So we will stop and not do that. Now, when a lot of families are staying at home, let's look at our family and think about where our children spent time, what they did. And when did the family all get together at home? When did they sit together? Now all of a sudden they begin to draw closer somehow. At first they sit in separate rooms, in different corners, as they are used to, by themselves. And later they begin to speak with each other, even play something together. After all, there is the time and there is an opportunity. See how much it changes everything? Our world is changing. Therefore, I am saying that the virus is actually good. It will shake all of humanity. If we had continued all this time to pour smoke into the sky, then a lot more people would die from that than from the virus. You say, the virus claimed 1,000 people. But from the air pollution that we would have created during these days, many more people would have died. Let's look at things a little more globally and you will see that completely different calculations can be made here. And if you look a little ahead, you can understand that having refused, with the help of this virus, unnecessary production, unnecessary connections, flights, and all other things, maybe like a kind mother we'll help our good old earth to bloom, tender and soft. What's so bad about that? Why are you looking at the world with such a narrow view? Embrace the whole system more openly. Understand that the force that ennobles your world makes you shake yourself up, think, with what are you so busy? This is what our wise virus is doing. In nature nothing is done in vain. Everything is just to bring us people to the right interconnection, to kind relations, so that we can realize our egoism as evil and transform it into good. And it will be done. I assure you. Nature is stronger than us. You see how it can make us stand up, like a dog on its hind legs. And we are ready. When I look at how humanity today is reacting to the virus, I begin to believe that possibly this humanity may have a good, kind future, that nature will cope with us. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 22, 2020. Can the virus leave a negative after effect? Question. Can a virus leave a negative after effect? How should humanity respond to it so that it would not be negative? Answer, there will be nothing bad after the virus. I hope it cures us. In fact, as Rabash wrote, it will be a cure rather than a sickness. The virus will cure us of egoism, raise us a little higher, cleanse us, and make it possible to look at each other with new eyes so we would not be so egoistic, so nasty toward each other. Therefore, life after the virus will be much easier, much better. I think we will see it soon. But not in the next few months. It won't be that fast. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 22, 2020. Be healthy. From above, a blow has come to the whole world at once, to all of humankind. And this is a clear signal that we are in the last generation and have come to one global system. We are not treated separately from above, as individual countries, but we are perceived as one organism, which it strives to advance and return to the form of man, Adam, that is, to the form of one soul. But how is it possible to recognize that my personal desire and the desire of society, of all of humanity, are equally important, and that I have the right to take care of myself only to the extent that I take care of humanity? This is very difficult because it hits the most painful egoistic point. But this is precisely the integral accounting system that is operating in the last generation, and we are obligated to come to it. If every cell in a perfect organism thinks of the whole body as itself, it is a sign that the body is healthy. The spiritual world is in the same place as the material world and in the same desire to receive, which does not disappear, but is only complemented by the intention that changes its use. A person remains a person, the only question is how he uses his desire, for the benefit of his neighbor or exclusively for his own benefit. Of course, we will continue to think about ourselves, but can we even begin to think about others just a little? Otherwise, we will get blows, one virus after another, which will force us to correct ourselves and gradually begin to think integrally and globally as one interconnected system. But it will be a difficult path of suffering. One virus has infected the entire world, and if we do not start thinking about each other, the pandemic will not stop, but will only expand. The next virus will be such that I will not need to protect myself from it by wearing a mask and maintaining distance, but by protecting others. If I do not think about others, then I will feel bad myself, I will infect someone with the virus, and when the same virus comes back from them to me, I will really get very ill. And this will teach me to take care of others. I will only worry about making sure that everyone around me is healthy and that no one gets infected with my virus. If I pass this virus on to someone and then get it back, it will be a real blow. That is when we will start to think about how not to pass something bad on to our neighbor. These viruses will correct our intentions and teach us not to harm others. Nature has, in reserve, many ways to teach us. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, May 4, 2020, Connecting the World in the Last Generation. In the diverse kaleidoscope of decisions. Question: today, the coronavirus is not only taking thousands of lives, it is also having a huge impact on the world's economy. Each country reacts differently to this situation. Unprecedented measures are being taken in the USA and Europe to support employment and consumer demand. In particular, the United States Senate decided to allocate $2 trillion to stabilize the financial system in support of businesses and the public. At the same time, national currencies are collapsing practically all over the world. It turns out that the whole world is financing the inflation of the dollar bubble in the United States, causing a contradictory picture. In addition, Donald Trump announced his decision that the quarantine regime in the US would soon be weakened and subsequently completely abolished. It is as if he wants to raise the country through employment, through the economy, to give people confidence so they will feel this and support him in the upcoming elections. What is your attitude toward the big picture? Who would you support in this situation? What do you consider most correct in this diverse kaleidoscope of solutions? Answer: I believe that the most correct approach is for man to form the right attitude toward the world, the society, and himself. Only this can save us. Otherwise, if not this virus, another one will appear. We are in complete opposition to the single integral system of nature. As we destroy it by all possible methods, we get such a reaction. Naturally, all this will not pass without consequences. What is Trump doing? Everything he can as a businessman and as a person who has very few options and possibilities ahead. Or, he can completely surrender to a system that freezes all industry, all businesses, and then, of course, America will become a desert. Can you imagine what this means to the leading and the most important country in the world? The powerful industry, scientific and technological center, and suddenly, everything completely freezes. It is like freezing the whole world and bringing it to the level of zero. Or, continue everything at full capacity. Half measures will not do anything. Trump will be criticized either way. Therefore, I believe that, in principle, his decision, with his capabilities, is the only right one. He cannot stop a country like America. Remark, most Americans like this decision because now there will be a massive distribution of money, support for enterprises, demand, and so on. But in the country itself, within the elite, within society, the media, there are great contradictions. As always, an unprecedented exacerbation of all problems is escalating before elections. And it is as if emphasizing that Trump is putting the fate of the American people at stake and they may suffer as a result. His decision may be risky, but it will lead to some kind of dynamics. My comment, I believe that this is also correct because it will help him make decisions with the resettlement of Hispanic people and all the rest. He will be able to close the borders where necessary. He can do anything. Because on one hand, there is an exacerbation and the virus, and on the other hand, people still get the opportunity to work and earn money. In principle, at this point, he can modify as he wishes, and no one can blame him for anything. From Cab TV's Coronavirus Blows Up the Old Economy, March 6, 2020. Coronavirus consequence, increased divorces in China. Remark, as you know, in China people are very disciplined. They were told to sit in closed apartments and they sat. They were told to wear masks, so they did. Everything is very precise there. Therefore, the virus began to decline and China is returning to normal. But there is a different question. People sat indoors together for a prolonged period of time. Husband with wife and so on. Now a flurry of divorce proceedings has begun in China. The city of Fuzhou even introduced a limit of only 10 divorces per day. These are consequences of the virus, the collapse of families, the breakdown of relations between people. My comment, people in China are different in general. They worked 15-hour days. Suddenly they are together for these 15 hours. You can go crazy. They did not know each other. They knew each other only when they interacted at home. That is all. Suddenly they saw, is this my wife? It was not enough just to ask, what is your name? This is the extent to which many people currently do not interact with each other. If they do interact, then it is not with each other. What about the kitchen? What are we going to eat? What is here and what is there? That is, outside of myself. Outside of you and outside of me. Something between us. Question, doesn't it seem that the virus turned out to be a test of family relationships for people? Answer, yes, they did not have family relationships. They were forced to start a family, get married. They ended up together. Even though they had been living together for 20 years, this was not called life. Now it turns out that this is called life and family. No one agrees. Question, you are known as an adversary of divorces. You always say that it is the last resort. The most extreme because the family has children and so on. Still, how do people coexist? Now many are in this state, together in enclosed spaces. And suddenly they begin to notice each other, as you say. How can they not break up their life together? Answer, first, we must accept a priori that we all are not angels. All of us are twisted by fate, by the upper force. None of us are holy. Naturally, we do not even know each other. We do not know ourselves. Therefore, you can change many, many times in your life. But when you have children you are responsible for them. It does not matter what your relationship with your wife or husband is, you carry a responsibility for the children you gave birth to. You cannot buy it off with money. You must participate in their formation, growth, and education. So, you can give millions to your children, but still, They will not consider you a father if you are not with them. On the contrary, you and your whole family may be starving, but if you are with them, they will consider you a father and will not blame you for leaving them. Therefore, divorce is the most final, I would even say, beyond final, foreign state. If there are children, I would not allow divorces. If there are no children, then this is another matter. Talk to many, mostly to the fathers who left their children, and ask them how do the children relate to them? You will hear, I heard it many times in my life, that the children never approved of the father because he left them. He left them. He did not leave the mother, but left them. They perceive this as a betrayal. You cannot pay it off with money. Not with anything. Remark, see what the virus has done. Still, a person should ask himself these questions. My comment, this is because there is no proper education. This is why they see family as such. The virus is doing us justice by gradually showing us, by exposing our entire system as completely unacceptable for the existence of the human race. Education is what humanity needs. All resources, everything that is now being freed up, except for those necessary for existence, must be used toward education. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, March 18, 2020. Sparks of aspiration to the Creator. Question. You say that there is a natural hatred of the peoples of the world for Jews, the carriers of the unification methodology. Now, if any person from the peoples of the world joins this group of people, will he automatically start to be hated too? Answer, no. Today, everything is so diluted that no one notices, sees, or knows. This is a completely new state that we are only introducing into the world. But gradually, people will begin to feel that something is wrong with these people. Americans, British, Europeans, Russians, no matter who, will look at this person and say, something is wrong with you. They will see in him a spark of something Jewish. Question. Do you mean that this will manifest itself in people of the 10 lost tribes? Answer. No, absolutely not necessarily. Just in any person from the peoples of the world, a point in the heart, which is in everyone, can appear. A point in the heart is an aspiration for the unity of the world, for its single strength, that is, for the Creator. Awakening, it begins to bother a person. He wants to understand how the world exists, where this unity is, etc. It is this spark that makes him a Jew. From CAB TV's Systematic Analysis of the Development of the People of Israel, July 22, 2019. From Babylon to Rome, Part 8. Uprising against unrest between the people. Question. In the 3rd century BC, the Egyptian king Philotheus invited the Jewish sages to translate the Torah into Greek. That is how the Bible came about. Before that, the sages told the king how to rule correctly, what the relationships between people should be like. In fact, he took their idea and wanted to bring it to life in his empire. But after the Jews themselves began to assimilate and adopt the laws of their neighbors, the king's followers changed their minds. In particular, Antiochus IV Epiphanes from the Seleucid dynasty first issued a decree on respect for the temple and the way of life of the Jews, but when they began to adopt the traditions of the Hellenists, a confrontation arose that led to the revolt of the Maccabees. Interestingly, the Maccabees war was not waged with the Greeks, but with the Hellenistic Jews. Who are they? And why was the war waged against its own people? Answer. The fact is that among the Jews there appeared to be a huge number of people who advocated adherence to Greek philosophy, ideology, worldview, and societal structure. Question. So is this where the unrest between the people emerged? Answer. Only here. It was always exclusively between the people. This is how the saying came about, leave the Jews alone and they will destroy themselves. Thus, the departure of the Jews from their ideology laid the foundation for anti-Semitism. If we are disconnected, this law is activated and we cause hatred toward ourselves. A good attitude toward us turns bad. From CabTV's systematic analysis of the development of the people of Israel July 8, 2019.